Howdy.
Hi, and welcome to the SEO podcast, Unknown Secrets of Internet Marketing. My name is Chris Burris, owner of eWeb Results.
My name is Matt Bertram, owner of eWeb Results.
Also, and I noticed you wore the same shirt as last time.
Did you? I did. I time passed. And then like 4 days later, and I was like still
in the same shirt.
In the same shirt, in the same place. It's really weird. Like those lights. Oh man.
Because I'm wearing the same shirt too.
Oh man.
That's kind of crazy. We are broadcasting live here from Houston, Texas, and Matt and I, we are
your results rebels.
I don't know which symbol. This is Cougar. So
I'm gonna just go Aggie.
You're
thumbs
just
up.
Aggie. Yeah. That's your results rebels. Yeah. All right. That's true. Hey, I want to jump into this review. We got a review. It is, of course,
five stars.
It's from Chad Dingman, and he says, truly a unique group of individuals who are going above and beyond for your business. I feel powerful, motivated, and excited to go to work when listening to your podcast. Thank you.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah, are you looking for a job?
We like those kind of people.
Absolutely.
We're past seven here, and there's people back in the office working.
Still working.
On you clients that are listening, on your accounts, because we have dedicated people.
Dedicated
and
team.
And we care about your business.
We care.
I mean, I got some testimonials that I can share from, like,
yeah.
You want to colloquial. Is it a colloquial? No, it's not a colloquialism.
Like word of mouth?
Well, you know, Adam just got back from one of our construction clients.
Oh, yeah.
And I mean, he's just...
The moon.
Yeah. Over I don't know. You want to speak to... Yeah.
So I can say one thing he described is, I took a small $12,000 deal, and it was a commercial contracting job, and it turned into a $600,000 project.
Yeah.
And I was like, so as he was saying that, Adam, did you write that out really? 600. I want to remember, associate it with us because we deliver.
I mean, he was very, very relaxed. So when we brought him on as a client, he was tough. He was really.
He was worried.
He was worried. Yeah. I mean, a lot of business owners, when they come to us, are really worried.
Yeah.
They usually call us when it's like a Hail Mary.
Yeah.
Right? And they're like, hey, can you do the impossible? And we can.
Yeah.
Okay.
We often do.
We should raise our prices. But we can deliver you results if you understand what you're doing. But yeah, he was so kind of
standoffish in the beginning, actually.
Yeah,
apprehensive is a good word.
Yeah, he was so relaxed.
Yeah.
He was showing us around. He's opening up a branch in New York.
And it was a surprise meeting.
Yeah, it was a surprise meeting. He's opening up a branch in New York, wants us to do that. We got some other clients that have other businesses, want us to do their websites. We got two people that want to rebrand and then, you know, expand what they're doing. And really, that's the difference, because I know there are a lot of people out there that know that internet marketing works.
Yeah.
They just haven't found the right partner to help deliver the results that they know they can get.
Partner. It's not just the right company, it's the right partner.
No, where we have success is we have that constant feedback loop when we're talking to them weekly. We understand their business. We're in a lot of the calls.
Yeah.
That's really when it's come to the next level is, you know, so some publicly traded companies we're working with, basically when we're in the calls of their, you know, quarterly projections, what they're trying to do, what the goals are, and we can provide value and input there.
Yep.
You know, it's really helped take things to the next
level. Pretty awesome. Punch in the face to you, Chad. So if this is the first time you've listened to the podcast, howdy. Welcome to the podcast. We're glad you're here. If you've listened to this podcast before, you may be interested in some tips or tricks. And so you can get those by going to ewebresults.com/tips. We made it really, really challenging.
That's good.
All right. So we are going to be covering the second half of an article. So our last podcast was 1 through 7 of 14 ranking signals you need to optimize for in 2019. And it's by Ali Beresovich. Punch in the face to you, Ali.
Yes.
We've covered his articles in the past. He does a really good job with his articles. We're going to jump into that. If you're in the middle of something and you're maybe you have an electronic device around you, you should tweet. So why don't you tweet about us? Hashtag eWebResults.
Or whatever platform you're most comfortable with. Yeah. Give us a brand mention.
Shiko us. We haven't covered that.
A share, a like, or a follow. Shiko us.
Yeah.
Shakawa.
Yeah, Shakawa. I like that. And also, you can see the t-shirt that I'm wearing right now, which has nothing to do with Star Wars.
You know where that you can get this t-shirt, actually?
Where? I don't know.
This is the UFO Museum in Roswell, New Mexico.
Right.
The official, that's where I got this shirt.
Yeah. Did they just beam it to you, or had you like?
Actually, no, I didn't get this shirt there. I got this in Rio, so never mind.
Well, this shirt you can actually get by going to eWebResults.com/swag. Yeah, you can get it there. All right, let's jump into this. Again, 14 ranking signals you need to optimize for in 2019. We covered number 7. All right, so now this is important. This is backlinks. The category is backlinks. Just a quick yes or no, Matt. Are backlinks important?
Yes.
All right, good. Thank you.
All right, let's move on.
All right, backlinks have been ruling ranking for ages. Remember the whole premise of like PageRank and you know the Google algorithm was about backlinks and the value other websites, whether they be credible or not credible, give to your website by linking to it.
It's a vote.
It's a vote.
It's a vote.
Yep. And it's still the strongest indication of authority to Google. Quality link building should be your primary concern.
After content.
If you want to make it to the top. That's absolutely true. Like, it depends on how competitive. Like, there are industries where if you're in a small town in a niche, you may not need to do any backlinks.
That's true.
Right? But if you're in a competitive environment, and you're in a competitive niche, yeah, it better be on your list.
Well, I can tell you, you know, if you do content, you do the site structure right, and then you just do on-page links, your on-page link structure, siloing, if you want to look it up, SEO siloing, we can get in actually competitive niches, like here in Houston. It depends on the niche and
how competitive.
We can typically get two callbacks on the first page.
Yeah.
So we'll double silo the page where we'll take up.
So when he says two callbacks, you're talking like say position one and position two.
Yeah, we got
home page and internal page.
Got that. Yeah. For a number of clients. Yeah.
In competitive industries. Yeah. You could do that
with just on page.
And you've got to have the right.
And you don't have to do all. There's all kinds of crazy stuff you can do in this arena, and I think it gets over the top, and that's really what Google's trying to do with all these algorithm updates, is keep the people that are doing some crazy stuff in check, because it's a little bit of like the Wild West. But if you just follow the right steps that Google outlines for the user's benefit, you're going to be fine.
You're going to be in good shape. So one of the things that you probably want to do is some backlink research, some backlink analysis of your competitors. That's one of the cool tactics. Ale mentions SEO Spyglass. Compare your linking profile with those of your competitors. That's a way to do it.
I mean, SEMrush, Ahrefs, Uber Suggest is great.
Yep.
I mean, there's a lot of tools out there that do this. You know, Moz has some good stuff.
Yeah.
It just depends what you're trying to do and what granularity you need to see. There's trust flow. There's a lot of different things.
Yep.
All
right. So number 8, number of backlinks and linking domains. Although Google definitely appreciates quality more than quantity. And So true.
There's links out there. One link's worth 1,000 spammy links.
Yep.
Yeah.
And still, the number of backlinks, total number, has an impact on your ranking. So links coming from a single domain carry much less weight compared to those coming from various domains. So like if you have 100 links from one domain into yours, that doesn't have as much value as if you've got, you know, one link from 100 different domains.
Link diversity. And there's different types of links. There's images, there's forms, there's all kinds of stuff you can get. So
that's certainly true, number of links, right? And the linking domain. Number 9, link authority. No matter how many links you have, they need to be of good quality, right?
Yes.
Quality over quantity. Carry out regular backlink audits because maybe you've been kind of spammed by one of your competitors. If you spotted some spammy links, make sure to contact the website owners who link to you, asking them politely to remove. I don't know how that conversation goes. It's like, your website is junk. Could you please not link your junk website?
Well, you can just go into Search Console and
disavow it.
Yeah, you can disavow it. But here's the thing. There's something out there. This was some SEMrush training. It was called... excuse my French, shitty church links.
Okay,
is what they called them. But basically, it was hyper local businesses that are in your market
right.
that just don't have a good quality website.
Right.
those are needed for local searches, and you do want some of those. Now, if they're coming out of like a different country or something like that, I mean, that's not helpful. But if they're
shitty foreign search links.
but if you're looking for real businesses that just haven't put the money into the site, but they've been around a long time, they got domain authority, it's a legit business. Those links, even though
They don't seem as relevant.
They actually are helpful, and you're looking for, again, that link diversity. So
Well, if you're active in your community, at some point somebody in your community is going to link to
you. Well, and also, they're looking at that link, that footprint that company has, and
in
so
that community.
And so they're going to have, you know, they're going to be listed in Chamber of Commerce, or they're going to have brand mentions, and they're going to be shared on social media. So you can tell a fake site versus a real site pretty easily with some tools. So,
pretty easy. All right, so make sure you've got good link authority. Next is link anchor text. Anchor text is a bit less important than it used to be. Keyword-rich anchor text still firmly says stays an important relevant signal for Google. That's a little contradictory. I would say that anchor text is still very important, but you need to make sure you have anchor text diversity, right? We talked about domain diversity in terms of inbound links. You got to have anchor text diversity.
So I will tell you that I have seen some crazy things.
Yes.
Anchor text used to carry a ton of weight.
Yep.
And people are doing some crazy things. There's even people out there still. I just had a pretty large client come to me.
Right.
And all the stuff that was being done on the website, it was not optimized at all on page.
Right.
Okay, at all. The client that was managing the account was a bigger company. I'm not going to name names. But they didn't do anything. They were just driving stuff from some crazy things to it. And the linker text was like the word that they were going for repeated like 10 times.
Oh, so the anchor text would have been like air conditioning, air conditioning, air conditioning. Well, and then that would be
and then also the location.
Okay. Air conditioning Houston, air conditioning.
Yeah.
And that would be the most.
It was
keyword stuff in the anchor text.
Oh, yeah. And guess what? It works.
It works.
Wow. Now, if they get a manual review on that, they're
done.
Like it sacrificed client, so done.
Yeah, start a new domain.
You start a new domain, done. Yeah. You got to be careful about doing it, and also including the location in with the word. It needs to be natural.
Yeah.
If you're building links, it needs to be natural. So don't overdo it.
Yeah.
Where marketers get in trouble is they overdo it, like that link I just suggested. Like, don't overdo stuff. You know, and also, even if you don't get manually penalized, some of these algorithms will filter out that stuff. And what they do is they devalue that domain or that link without, it just kind of falls into the algorithm.
Into the devalue algorithm.
The updates.
And so one point here is valid. Anchor text needs to be semantically relevant to the topic of your content. That's not 100% true, because you might put, sometimes your anchor text should be click here. Right, because they might have a paragraph that's like, hey, this is the best SEO company in Houston, and if you want to connect with eWeb Results, click here, and click here is the link. So it doesn't have to be. But what you want is the content, the semantic content around the link, right, should be relevant to the search.
That carries value too.
Yeah. Yep. Mm-hmm. All right, next. The next category is user experience. And this used to be like didn't matter back in the day at all. It matters. It really matters.
If you want to stay in the position you get to by whatever it is you do, time on page, all those different ranking factors, are people taking action? Those things will keep you in the incumbent spot that you get to. I see something I call the Google dance.
Yeah.
Like when you start doing SEO, it's like trying to see how your data compares versus other people in those positions and who should be there based on what they're doing on page. So it's kind of SEO gets you there, user experience keeps you there.
Yeah.
That's my new quote.
That's good.
Yeah.
SEO gets there, user experience keeps you there.
What is that? That's a what are the little pictures? Like a little
meme.
A beam.
Meme, not beam.
Four chains.
Beam is the alien.
Yeah.
Meme is
four
the
chains. Come on, help us out.
You are supposed to have a super fast, uber convenient website to make your visitors stay and compete for high, when you want to compete for high positions on the SERP results pages. Yeah. We're going to jump into what that really means. Number 11 is page speed. So, man, I know I've been hearing the team talk about page speed on a regular basis. Like, this site isn't working because of page speed. I don't know if you have.
All right. So, look, if you're doing SEO and you're spending a bunch of money, you know, page speed matters. User experience matters. It affects not just what Google does, but it affects like how long people are staying on the page. If they're bouncing off, are they just clicking a back button if it's not loading? It affects the user experience. So it's kind of a dependency.
Right.
Okay. But we recommend if you're going to spend a bunch of money on SEO, why not spend $100 on a cloud-based server?
Right.
Okay.
Yep.
So we've been testing out AWS, Azure, Google Cloud, also DigitalOcean's great too. I'm kind of running my own test right now. I should probably publish the results in like a study online. And basically, I think Google takes care of themselves like they take care of YouTube. I don't have definitive data on that yet, but I'm collecting it right now. And I would recommend moving to the cloud if you're on a shared server and you want to do SEO. It's just not a good use of your money, and you're like the milk, or what, with the mouse and the milk, and you're trying to make cheese, and you're going to eventually get there by all this SEO. Why not just speed up your site, and it'll help across the board. So.
Well, and it also goes back to like a good experience for the Google user. If it takes a long time for your page to load up, they're just bouncing, and that's not a good experience.
It hurts you big time.
That's like very, very painful. Surprisingly enough, it turns out that optimization score has a huge influence on ranking these days. And this is talking about the Google page speed optimization. So you've done that page speed insight.
I would recommend
you use some different data on this. What's interesting is the page speed insights. Again, there's two tools that Google has. One of them is built into Chrome and can give you really good results. And then you can use this PageSpeed Insights that can give you really bad results.
Well, I would even recommend from what I'm seeing and where things are moving to is they came out with a new tool called Lighthouse.
Yeah, that's the one inside Chrome. Yeah.
Well, Lighthouse is just amazing. Yeah. And I recommend you don't look at PageSpeed. You look at Lighthouse, we're seeing that data is a lot more accurate, and it's kind of a tool that Google built after the fact.
Yeah.
So I would take a
look. So the way to get to that, if you're looking at your page on a Chrome browser, you right-click it, you click Inspect, right? So I think that's the last one on that first menu. And then this window will open. Usually, if you haven't changed it, I always have mine on the bottom, but usually I think it's on the right. And one of the things that you can, one of the tabs is Audit. And so click the Audit, it'll fire off the Lighthouse audit tool.
See, I don't do it that way. So I just go to the website and like drop it in.
Oh, you go to Lighthouse
and then do it? But that seems it's a lot more efficient. So that's good.
All right. You can also consider implementing AMP pages, right?
Those work. Mobile guys, pages. Are you changing your opinion on AMP?
I haven't. You haven't told me the data. You haven't told me to change my opinion yet.
Oh. Okay. AMP's working, guys.
Yeah.
AMP's working. You got to have the right framework to have a good looking AMP page.
Right.
So that's really what the.
That goes back to the user experience.
Yeah, that's really what we're seeing is certain themes or whatever you're using. If you're using WordPress, if you're AMPing the pages, it really depends on what the AMP page looks like.
Right.
And they're not very difficult to do. And we've been doing it on just the pages we're wanting to rank. Like we're not AMPing the whole site before we launch or anything like that. But we're seeing some mixed results from it, but very positive.
So I haven't changed my name. I haven't changed my opinion because I heard mixed results. And
it's
then
a good SEO strategy.
It makes sense that it should work. All right, number 12, dwell time and bounce rate. To be completely honest with you, both of these metrics depend massively on the type of query. Because in reality, there are things that you can go like, you know, what is the 0-60 time of a Tesla Model 3? And you could land on a page. If the search result doesn't satisfy you, you could land on a page, spend a couple seconds there, have the data you need, and then bounce. And that's, it could happen really fast, and it could be a bounce, and for that search term, that's okay, right? So it does depend.
So you're answering the question, it sounds like, as it depends.
It depends. I mean, it does matter. It depends on the query. I mean,
it depends on you versus the other people you're trying to rank for that term on how well you're doing.
Now,
and I can tell you that I think if you're on the page longer, like you throw a video on there or something like that. I don't know if Google's delineating for this yet. Yeah. I'm sure they will.
For this search,
for
this is only.
This search, I think
you're
you want.
Right.
I think you want longer.
Yeah.
I mean, our target, just so everybody knows, because people ask me this all the time, 2 minutes, 60 seconds. So we want them on the site for or a session to be 2 minutes, and we want the bounce rate. We're trying to get down to 60%.
Percent.
Yeah.
So. Yep. That's it. So dwell time.
And you need to have breadcrumbs.
Just like the bounce rate, again, a user could spend a short amount of time and get their input. So one of the things that I've got here, how do you increase dwell time? Videos. So imagine you do the search, what's the 0 to 60 on a Tesla Model 3, and it has the data there, and then it has like a video
can
of.
Can you verify, Chris?
Tesla Model, I can now verify. It's fast.
It's fast.
It's fast.
It's very fast.
It's kind of like, whoa, that's fast.
It's
fast.
Awesome.
Yeah. So if you had a video right under that, I was like Tesla 3 versus M3 or whatever, that's probably going to get them to stay longer. And then Google's algorithm is just going to be like, they stayed longer. This must be better data. And it'll go for there.
All right.
The other thing is you can add a comment section. If you can get people, because it takes a while to leave a comment. If you can get people to leave comments, they're going to have a longer dwell time.
All right, Chris, I got somewhere to be.
Yes, we'll wrap up 13 and 14 really quickly.
And let's do a minute each.
Got it.
And do speed.
13, page authority within your website. So page rank is one of the strongest things. Your page is influenced by internal pages. So you have a hard time controlling inbound links. The thing that you have total control of is your on-page links. So make sure you have an on-page link siloing done right for your website.
It's just you're creating internal votes in your team or in your company of who are you pointing to? Like, what's more important for the user when they come in? What do you want to make sure they see? And you want to visually map that out before you do it and really put some thought into that.
One of the things he says is make sure each page is within 3 clicks from
for
the homepage,
for
right?
Sure.
And if you've got some page that's buried internally that you'd like to be ranking better, like get some text links from the homepage to it to help enhance it.
Yeah.
And number 14, ding, ding, ding. We need an end. Ding, 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 ding. HTTPS your site. That's really like.
Yeah, if you haven't done that yet, you really need to do that. Just look for the little S up in the corner. If you don't have it, users
it's the little lock symbol.
Yeah, I mean people bounce so quick.
Yeah.
Okay. And really, we had a big company come in. Well, a company that has a lot of money that got invested in.
Yep.
We got a startup company that got funded, and they told me, the owner told me, that they lost
an investor
because they didn't have the S. And
lock symbol.
Yeah, so you gotta have the lock symbol if you're doing e-commerce. You gotta have the lock symbol. But in general, no one wants to go to a site that's unsecure. And also, if you have an unsecure site, and I actually was talking to this lady at this wedding. Oh my gosh, that was taking credit card information
from an unsecure site,
and these were big clients that she was dealing with. It was like.
And they were doing it.
Yeah,
that's the
people were doing it, and that's just super dangerous. But even if you submit your information on an unsecured site, people can have access to it. So it's a standard thing that Google wants. Please secure your site.
Just do it.
Yeah.
Just do it. All right. So if you like this podcast, please tell 3 people about the podcast right now. If you're interested in growing your business with the largest, simplest marketing tool on the planet.
The internet.
Call EOAB Results for increased profit in your business, 713-592-6724. If you please remember, we were filmed live here at 13501 Northwest Freeway, Suite 100-34.
35.
Five.
You're like, I got it now.
Houston, Texas, 77040. If you would like transcript, video, or audio of this podcast, you can find it on our website,
eobresults.com. And if you would like a ride in Chris's Tesla, just
stop on by,
and the line is being formed.
Pull a number.
Yeah.
This is a great podcast. Thank you guys for tuning in. Punch in the face to Ali Barisevich.
Yes.
Always writing good articles. Until the next podcast. Oh, wait. You guys have made us one of the most popular internet marketing podcasts on iTunes.
Please leave us a review on Yelp.
Yep.
Yep.
Until the next podcast, my name is Chris Burris.
My name is Matt Bertram.
Bye-bye for now.
Highbrow, tamely, gamely, headed my way. She's gonna set me free.